When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
JJ, well, I got to tell you this. Mm. I did something I said I would never do in my life.
Anal?
Wait, let me put on my new lip oil for you, JJ.
Oh, well.
I feel like I live in this new uniform. Have you noticed I'm always wearing this little short black sweater and my black Lulus?
Well, you're sitting and you're in a shadowy place. So I haven't. I do notice when you're being quite, when you're, you know, being revealing up top. Oh, that, yes. I notice. Sweaters and whatnot, I don't take notice of as much. No.
I'm like living in this uniform now. Like, I've noticed that. I'm like, God, Melanie, you've got to change, girl. You got to dress up every now and again.
Have you lost all hope? People who wear big, bulky clothes, I find, have lost all hope.
I'm almost there.
No, you got so much to look forward to. You got the wedding coming up. Are you counting down the days, the months?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Huh. Of course I am.
Yeah. So why given up? Why have you given up?
I haven't given up. Okay. It's not that. It's like, I don't know. I work from home. I don't care.
I see.
Yeah, I go out in the real world now and I'm like, oh, I gotta put some clothes on. I gotta switch it up. You know what everybody went through in the pandemic?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go through that. So I'm having did you see my ring, by the way?
I did. Well, I saw it on Instagram a few months ago. Let me see. Hold it up. No, it's sparkly, twinkly. Look at that. He loves you. I would marry that.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh yeah, sure. I don't know. Like, I think I'm going through that phase and it's not a phase. It's my life. I work from home. And when you're not out there, you know, you're just like, well, why would I get all dressed up? I mean, I get dressed. I get cleaned up every day. I do that whole thing. I do my hair.
Yeah.
I put face cream on.
You look nice. I mean, I'm looking at you. You look nice.
Thanks, JJ.
Yeah.
You look nice. And then
you're a betrothed woman. I'm not going to go on and on and on. That would be, you know,
inappropriate.
Not appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I go to the gym, right? So I'm always
hold up, back up.
What?
I go to the gym, right? I didn't know you were going to the gym.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
You can't tell.
No, you wear big baggy clothes. I said you look nice. What more do you want?
Yeah, it's the gym. It's working my face out.
Oh, are you mewing?
No. What's mewing?
You don't know about mewing? All the kids are doing mewing.
What's that?
It's like these facial exercises that you do to strengthen and define your jawline. And you get like a Brad Pitt is often the example that's used, jawline, because you can do some sort of exercises. There's no meowing involved. Susie had to straighten me out. I thought because it's called mewing, there must be meowing involved.
Yeah.
No, it's the guy that came up with it. His name is Mewing.
Mew. Okay. So, no, but I should.
And they also have these chewy things. You're a fan of Rogan. He talks about them, the chewing things where you chew on and you exercise your jaw and then it.
Well, becomes, I don't want a bigger jaw. I got a big jaw already. I don't want a bigger jaw. I would like to. You have a nice defined, like really good. You have a nice snatched jawline.
Oh, yeah. No one's ever said that to me before.
Oh, you totally do. You totally do. You have no sagging, no jowling, no nothing.
How about now?
Although you have a beard, so it kind of disguises that.
Not to make this about me, but what are your thoughts on this?
I like it.
Yeah?
It looks good. Yeah.
It's apropos for my age?
I think it looks good. I like that the middle, what is it? It's not actually like a goatee. You can't call it a goatee, but
no, it's
right there. Yeah. The center of your chin is all gray.
It's all gray.
Yeah, I like that. Looks
I'm getting
good.
Old. Thanks, man. Back to you. You look dynamite.
Thanks. I need to do mewing though. I really do. I didn't know that was the name of it, but I have heard of mewing. Facial exercises, like yoga facial exercises. And
yeah,
I'm very like, you know, I say I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do these exercises. Cause you mm-hmm. know, like genetically I've got jowls in the family and they're starting to kind of like show up a little here. And I'm constantly like pushing them back.
You should talk to my wife. My wife has a YouTube page all about facial exercises.
And I watched it and I promised myself that I would go ahead and do these exercises, but I have not.
Never got around to it.
I need a quick fix like Botox or something.
I don't think doing Botox, not that you implied that it was, but I don't think that that's a controversial thing anymore. I think that that's fine.
Oh, no.
People accept that's a thing that's done. Right.
Oh God. Yeah. 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 Of course.
But congratulations on the gym. I honestly did not know you were going to the gym.
Congratulations.
Is this, well, yeah, I'm a fan of the gym.
Congratulations. You haven't fully given up yet, Martin.
Well, we opened this podcast with, I've given up on wearing baggy clothes, but,
clothes. I said a uniform. It's a crop top. I still have my little abs showing.
All right. What are your goals? Your goals for the gym? Are you getting ready for your wedding day? Is that it? And then you're going to give up. You're going to get Shane's hopes all up and be like, oh man, I got to marry this fox. And then 3, 2, 1,
I did that already.
Candy coated again.
I did that already to him. Poor guy. It's like what? We're like 4 years in now. I didn't even realize that he tells me our anniversaries. And I was like, oh shit, we're here. And then I looked at some pictures of us when we first started dating just 4 years ago, which feels like yesterday, obviously. And I'm like, oh, like I kind of feel like I let go a little bit. I got a little lazy. So, but I do that. You know this about me. Like I do. I go hard when I got something coming up. I'll go real, real hard. I never like fully let go of everything. Like I know when it's getting to be a little uncomfortable for me. Come on. Why are you laughing?
No. But I remember you going hard in the past for different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. I got an event. I got a trip. I got a bikini to get into, whatever. And then I'll go really, really hard.
Camila Bajagas is in town, whatever.
Shit. Yeah, exactly. Although I've kind of calmed down in that whole thing. Like even when we went to Belize, at Christmas, I went hard, but I didn't go as hard as I normally do. I was kind of like, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable. Like, yeah. So right now the goal is, yes, of course, I want to feel good in the dress. My goal now is to feel good. That's the goal. If you're asking me what the goal,
the goal is
to feel good and to get strong again. This is the thing that's bothering me the most. I work out at 9 rounds, so it's kind of like a boxing gym. Not really, but like kind of. Okay. And I'm weak. Like that's what's bothering me. My stamina is not there.
No.
You know, like I never was good at that whole, like, you know, running and things like that. Like the cardio was never the greatest for me.
I could see that just looking at you.
Yeah. I'm not a good cardio girl.
You got that. She's not going to go hard.
No.
For long. She'll go hard for a little bit, but like she ain't running up a hill after this.
No.
You'll do a thing and then that's it. You're not going to
do the thing really good. And then I'm like, bye, bitch. We're done.
There's no, let's go for a jog. Right after that. No, let's nap. Let's nap hard after this. What are we talking about right now?
Don't touch me. That's exactly what happens. I'm not ashamed of that. It's true.
Nope.
Anyways, back to working out.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about working out the whole time. Okay.
Oh, right. Yes. I think that I want to be strong. I feel like very weak these days. And just, you know, haven't been like lifting weights and doing any of that stuff. So I really just want to feel strong. I want to have like some seriously strong workouts, and they're getting better. I've been, you know, there for a couple months now and they're getting better, but I'm nowhere near as strong as I know I can be. And that bothers me.
Yeah. Well, you are older.
Getting older. I know.
But let
I
me
fucking know.
Let me just say. Let me just
but
say.
But I think that that but I think that getting older, yes, I understand it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the excuse to be as weak as I feel right now. Do you know what
sure.
I mean?
Sure. Yeah. No, I wasn't saying that as an excuse for you. What I was saying was you're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be more careful because you don't want to injure yourself. If you have, if you have not spent years creating a base of strength, a core of strength, you don't want to get in there all eager and gung ho and then hurt your back or, you know, something. Like if you fuck up your back, man, that's hard. It's tough to get over at your age.
I've done that already. Yeah. I've already done that.
I would say, since you didn't ask, I will say, take your time. Take your time. You got plenty of time.
I don't know how to do that.
Take your time.
I'm one of those people. Like I go and I believe and I think that I'm where I used to be and I just go so hard and then I am injured and then I go through the injury. I play hard through the injury and then I suffer.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to learn a bit, but, I just push through it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I'm not unlike you. I walk around with a really hurt back all the time. There's something
it's
on
the
me.
Worse.
Yeah, it is. But I'm also and you might be the same. I'm not one to ask for help or to seek help or assistance when I'm hurt. I like to just tough it out. And more often than not, it goes away. Sometimes it takes like way too long for it to go away.
Yeah.
But because I've done that so much, I'm like, this will go away. This is fine for now. So I can't lift my arm like this for the next couple months, but I'll get back up there. Look, I'm doing it right now. My arm is up there right now. You know, there was a time where I couldn't do that. So I always feel like, just keep doing the things you do. It's a kink. It'll work itself out, which I hear is not the best thing to do.
No.
Because you're, continuing to exacerbate inflammation or an injury. So I hear. These are words I don't typically use, but it's what I hear.
No, but I think you're right. I have gone in for physio for a number of injuries because they stopped me. Like the golf injuries. I had the golfer's elbow, remember? And my God.
I remember that.
Worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And someone was like, everyone was like, you gotta go to physio. And I'm like, it's gonna go away. I felt like you and that. And then it got to a point where I was like, I can't even golf anymore.
Yeah.
So I did physio and then I did the cortisone shot.
Oh, you did one of those, right?
I did.
That helped immediately, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
But you know, like the pain, I still have to.
Fuck, this was available the whole time? What? I've been suffering.
But I said, I'm like, I can do the facial exercise or I can do Botox. I'm like, give me the shot or do physio.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of both, but and that injury is there now. Like I have to be careful with it still.
Yeah.
When I go golfing, I'm still like,
Do you golf much anymore?
I will this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will this season. I haven't for the last 2 years. It's been, if you listen to the podcast before, I was working on a business. I just had no time.
Yeah.
But now I'm, sort of working full time in radio and I'm not hustling as hard as I was before.
Right.
With the second business. So I have more time. Yay. Yeah.
Hooray.
Yes. So I can golf again. Yeah. I'm very excited.
So
speaking of golf, did you watch the Masters?
No, no.
Dude, I want a Tiger to win so bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
He didn't win.
He put up like the worst score he's put, I think, in any of his majors ever. I think it's like the worst one that he's ever recorded, I believe. It was bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Dude, listen.
I'm not the one.
I know, but I thought you would understand because I need Tiger to win one more.
He's won so many.
I need him to log one more win. I need I need the comeback because it's personal. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, he's my last standing hero. Mm. And, it feels like we're all getting older and we're all in that generation and the new ones are all coming up and that's awesome. You got to pass the baton, but sure. Like,
torch.
You don't want to, yeah, or the torch, whichever one.
But didn't he have a comeback but a few years ago? Like, I thought that was his big comeback.
Yeah, but he needs one more. I don't want him to be done yet.
It's, yeah.
Because then it makes me feel like we're done now. Our generation's done. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not ready to let go yet. And like, so, he's 48. And I'm like, you could pull out one more win. Just one more. And then we can pass it over to the younger generation.
It's funny. This is similar to how I felt about Star Wars, where I was like, just put out one more, make this better, because all these new movies, they suck so bad. Just give us one more. That's just awesome. And it just, you can forget about all this other bullshit that's come out. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. They've had some pretty decent shows and it didn't happen. But then what happened was Dune. Have you seen Dune and Dune 2?
I think we've only watched the first one.
Okay. You need to go to the theater and see the second one.
Yeah.
Because it is spectacular. Spectacular. Really? It is for all those people who were like, there's a Star Wars void hole, like an emptiness.
Right.
In the center that needs to be filled with Star Wars, but it keeps getting filled with all this Disney garbage.
Yeah. It Dune. Needs to be filled with the Force.
Yes. But it's not going to happen.
No.
But what will happen? What will fit snugly? What is a good substitute for that hole, that emptiness?
Is Zendaya.
Void? Is Dune. Zendaya reminds me of my daughter too much, so I can't comment on that, but
she does to me too.
Yeah, she's like a darker version of my daughter. Anyway, that aside, mm-hmm. Dune and Dune 2. If you aren't on it, get on it. It is so good. That said, I brought my son to the movie theater to see Dune 2. And it was immediately a mistake. It is not for kids. Dune is not for children. He was, first of all, he was like they always said about, because it's not the first time they've attempted to make Dune into a movie. It's like the third time, second time for a movie. And then they had like a mini series and both of them were horrendous because they say that the books are too complicated, too rich. Huh? Rich in detail, that there's no way you could ever make these books into a movie. Well, I'll be damned if Denis Villeneuve didn't do it. He's done it beautifully, but man, it is complicated. So my son immediately lost with regards to the story, but then follow that up with just some, it wasn't violence. It wasn't like gratuitous violence, but it was like imagery and suggestion that it was going to give him nightmares for days. And I kept looking over at him like, are you okay? And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 20 minutes later, you okay, bud? You're all right, dude. Everything okay? And he's kind of like looking through his hands. And I'm like, I'm like, bruv, young bruv, we can leave. We don't have to stay for this whole movie. And he's like, no, the movie is 3 hours long.
Oh my God.
God love him. He sat through the whole thing and God love him even more. He was so happy that I enjoyed it so much. It's mostly just happy at how happy I was. And I was like, man, you are the salt of the earth, young man. But then, I had to sit with him in the evening and, we had to, he's 11. So it wasn't like, it's not like we haven't had talks about violence in shows and if somebody gets shot, we'll hit pause and we'll be like, in real life, if somebody gets shot, it's horrible and terrible and sad and families are torn apart and there's tremendous sadness. In this movie, it just makes it seem like, this person shot, move on. But in real life, it's terrible. So we've had those conversations since they were kids. Just so there's
also fantasy. They don't come back in real life,
exactly.
So
all
many
that.
Times we see that.
I had to have that conversation or a version of that conversation with him after, because it's, if you're planning on bringing a kid who I would say is under 15, think again. Just it's right. Some, and again, it's not like gratuitous violence. It's just no. The, oh, that happened. That kind of happened. Like they'll like allude to it happening. And it's just, you know, it's upsetting.
I can see that even we watched the first one. I can't remember.
Yeah, first.
I think I would remember if I saw the second one. Yeah. But I saw that kind of movie reminds me of like a Mad Max in a way. And I know it's very different, but there's like, it's so dark. It's that it's very dark and like eerie.
Yeah.
Those movies scare me even like Dune kind of freaks me out a little bit. I wouldn't watch it alone.
Yeah.
Like that's what it does to me. So I can imagine for a little one.
For a little one. Lots of sand and fire and like just blood sort of off screen. Like it's like, oh, something happened and here's the blood rolling into the screen. And just like.
And like scary dudes. Like the costumes are scary. I mean, Star Wars scarred me for life. You remember that? We talked about this a number of times.
Yeah,
like
my
brother made me watch the Star Wars and I was terrified of the guys in the suits.
Yeah.
The
stormtroopers.
Storm guys. Yeah. Those guys. I still scare me.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be warned.
I see. Yeah.
As a kid from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
It fills the Star Wars void, but for younger viewers, it might, you know, fill their mind with nightmares. So just a heads up for that.
All right. Well, so you're good with moving on to the next thing. Like you kind of feel like, okay, Star Wars is not going to get filled up
not
by Star Wars,
it.
But you can open and embrace the next greatest thing.
That's right.
Yeah. See, I can't. I'm not there yet. I want Tiger Woods back.
I don't think he's coming. What is the next thing after Tiger Woods? Who's coming up?
Oh, there's so many amazing golfers.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, but. Yeah, it's more just the generational thing. It's just like, you know, I don't have really any heroes left. I mean, it was Prince, it was Kobe.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Tiger, those are my guys. They've always been my guys.
It's true.
And so I need something. And Madonna, Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what to say.
I know.
I
know.
So he's
not
the last.
Same.
She's not.
No.
Yeah, she's really not. JJ, well, I did something I said I would never do in my life.
Anal? Nope. Sorry.
What the? No. I got into a fight with someone on the internet today.
What?
Yes.
Who? A stranger?
A stranger. And I had a little word with Jan Arden.
Oh, you got to be careful with her. She's very opinionated.
Yes, she
very
is.
Very opinionated. You can't.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Yeah.
Do tell. Fill us in. What are the deets?
Well, I don't want to get into too many of the details because, you know, it's just going to cause more controversy.
Jan Arden's not listening to us.
No, I know. I didn't really fight with her. She was more like a comment. But someone was commenting on the gender neutral bathrooms at Yorkdale.
Oh.
And I know. See, everyone's like, but this woman was saying like, are we okay with this? Because I'm not okay with this. Like she was putting this video out saying, I'm not comfortable going into these gender neutral bathrooms. And you know, thousands of comments from women saying, yeah, neither am I. And someone else had said something along the lines of, well, you should feel safe with your, you know, you feel safe going to the bathroom at home with your husband. And it was like, what the fuck? It's not the same thing. Just to put it on the record, I'm fine with them, but I would also like to have one just for me and one, you know, I don't care, but like, I also don't want to go into a bathroom with a guy. Like, I just don't. Because of safety, that's for me. I don't like going down a long dark hallway into a private room where there's a guy next to me. I'm just not comfortable with it. Sorry.
That's fine that you're not comfortable with it.
Yeah. But like have them, but also just have one for me to go into and I can, you know, that's my stance on it.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a back and forth with a few of them. And Jan Arden was like, first world problems.
Oh,
like, is that just first world? Like, yes, okay, it is. But also, it's a problem. Women, you can read the comment section. There's thousands of women saying, I don't like it either. I'm scared.
Yeah.
You know, there's some really shitty men out there. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, Melanie, what are you doing? I hear myself all the time. Don't get into the fight with people. You don't get into a fight with people on the internet, Melanie. Don't. But there's this like weird thing happening right now where, you know, you see it with the J-Lo's. I don't know if you're following this whole J-Lo attack.
You know, I'm not.
Thing that's. Oh, my God, JJ. Really?
Yes, really.
Holy shit.
Really, Melanie? Really?
No, but it's everywhere. Like, I don't know how. You, okay. So anyway.
Is it in Dune 2 forums?
I'm surprised it's not, because it's everywhere. People are just piling on, and it's just ridiculous. And this is what happens, right? Like people just pile on, much like bullies did in high school and grade school, and they just pile on, and it's that pack mentality. And you know, now we got her, we're tearing her down, and let's tear her down together. And they're doing it for clout. And I got my story about J-Lo or whoever. I'm using J-Lo because that's the example right now. Mm. But just, we do it, they do it with everyone. So I can't help but feel this sense of like, oh, I want to jump in and protect that person, right? Like whoever it is, I don't know them. I don't care for them. I might have, you know, but I just feel this need to stop the bullying, stop the craziness. Anyways, but I keep telling myself I'm not going to get involved, and I got involved today. I was so angry.
Martin.
I'm mad at myself. It's going to come back to haunt me. I know it. Just the one time I commented.
It likely will not come back to haunt you, because it's a crazy train. It don't stop. It's not looking back. It's just plowing ahead. I mean, people may notice for a day or two that, Melanie commented here, and then it'll just plow on through. Don't worry. No. It's a crazy train.
I'm not worried. It's just like,
are you disappointed?
I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I just couldn't help it. You know, you just get so like wrapped up, and I'm like, don't get wrapped up in this craziness. You know, that's not my life. That's not, you know, but it's hard when you see stupid comments.
Yes. Don't engage.
You're
barely online anymore. What are you doing?
That's why I'm barely online, because I get too angry.
Yeah.
It's wild times out there.
Yeah.
And it's translating to real life, right? Like before, when we would talk about this, it'd be like, well, that's just online. It's just social media. But it's not. It's having an effect on how people think. It's having an effect on how, you know, laws are created. You know, it's having an effect and an impact on how we're living. So it's starting to get to that point. Well, it's not starting. It's been.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I've kind of removed myself from social media. But then the odd time I go on and I see it, and it's hard to resist.
It's in your nature. You're down for a fight. You're down.
I don't
want to
be. No, I'm not.
At least you're standing up for things. People, thoughts, ideas, which people don't do anymore. People don't stand up for thoughts and ideas. They're given this sort of duality. You can choose this or this, but you're like, well, I want to choose this over here, or I want to choose some of this and some of this. And they're like, nope, it's this or this. And that's it. And you're like, all right, well, and then you have to pick, either you pick no side, which doesn't help, or you pick, you know, a side that you're like, yeah, I guess I'll compromise and go with this. And then all these other options, all these nuances that make people individuals and, you know, make us human.
That's the problem.
And we all lose our humanity to a certain degree. So,
well, and the problem too is that people are taking in the comment sections. Right. Yeah. Like everyone is taking in the energy of the comment section. Yeah. Like I'm looking at it from a sort of energetic level. Right. You're seeing all this hate, and then you're feeding off that hate. Everyone's feeding on each other, piling on. And then people maybe like me, who are a little more passive and won't say anything, are still taking in. Oh, my God, she looks old. Oh, my God, we hate her. Oh, my God. Why wasn't Eva Mendes with Ryan Gosling? What a terrible wife. Oh, my God. Like, you didn't see all that, but anyway, people who see this stuff know. Okay. But like, it makes you scared to make moves, and I worry about the next generation. People are attacking J-Lo right now, and I'm like, this woman who went out and did her thing, made something of herself, became this massive star, whether you like J-Lo, you don't like J-Lo, whatever, all these young girls who may have dreams of becoming something big someday, you know, really wanting to put themselves out there and pursue these goals, see people tearing them down. So they get a little more like, you know, a little more meek. They kind of back up and they're like, yeah. I don't really want to be attacked. And it's, you know, that's a bigger scale, but it scares people,
there,
right?
There's a pattern there for sure.
And the only people who, like, we all lose because then that person is scared to kind of put their gift out there, right?
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing that too. I mean, there's a reason why it's not the JJ and Melanie podcast anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm a guest on your podcast, you know.
Well, it's not even the Melanie podcast anymore. Well, it's just like, hey, what's up?
And it's that. It's the
totally
the stakes.
But then everybody else loses. Like, mm-hmm. I know. But then the problem is everybody else loses because then the gift that you give in your voice that people loved to hear, you know, now they don't have that. And it's not an ego thing. It's that people were actually attached to what you had to say.
So
this is what's happening.
I think that there's, I don't know, maybe I've said it on this podcast before, maybe not. But I think there's a renaissance coming, a renaissance of humans, of art, mm-hmm. of expression. I think that it's on its way because I think a couple things. People are feeling stifled and not able to express themselves, express the nuances of their personalities because not everybody falls in line, like I talked about mm-hmm. a minute ago. But then there's also the arts, right? There's now, you know, there's AI making music that's getting nominated for Grammys. There's art that's being produced by AI that is just as good, if not better than what a human could produce. And they do it like that, like in a, right? And I think
there's an AI beauty pageant coming up next month.
Yeah. So there you go. So there's stuff like that. And also Spotify and these streaming platforms pay artists nothing, right? And so that is reducing the quality of music that comes out because if it's just about how many people listen, people are like, well, I'll put out a piece of shit. I'll make it a minute and a half long and I'll get the fraction of a penny for it. And then real artists are also competing for those same ears and it's dulling down the music. So the arts are being dulled down. Freedom of expression is being dulled down. And I think people are coming to a place where they're like, I just need to feel human again. And I need humanity back. And I think the value of being able to play an instrument. I think the value of being able to play an instrument live, of being able to sing in front of an audience, of I think that people with alternative philosophies and people who speak to the spirit are gonna, they're already rising up. And I think that the value on a talent and ability is gonna go up again because people are gonna be like, I really want those things. And so the value of those things will go up. And I call it a renaissance because it's a rebirth. And I think it'll be a whole movement because I think we're kind of at the end. Mm. Like how far can this, the next step is robots. Am I right? The next step. And whilst I've always been fascinated with robots, the fantasy of them and the, oh man, it'd be great to be, you know, mixing and mingling with robots has turned into a bit of a nightmare where it's like, you know how you used to always say turn on to robots, robots turn on to you. Remember how I used to say that?
And you'd always say they were coming and they are coming. They're here. They're here. They've arrived. We have AI pageants.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
it's arrived. It's happening. And I don't know. I hope you're right. I think that a lot of human beings will still value the real art from humans.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think it's a train that's not going to stop.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think it's going to get any better.
I think that there's going to be, I just poo-pooed there being a divide, but I think there's going to be a divide. Yeah. There's going to be those people who value like the true arts and those people who value AI. And that's fine. I think we can both coexist. But I think that the value and the, like the, lucrativity, the money.
Yeah.
What's the word?
Lucrativity. I don't know if that's
not a word.
No.
But the value, the financial value will go up for people who can actually do things and perform things and think freely. But, you know, this whole conversation we're having, I made a note earlier before we jumped on. And I've been thinking a lot about purpose. Might be too late in the podcast to get into purpose, but it is. But I've been thinking a lot about purpose lately. And whilst I for the longest time, I identified as a husband and a guy on the radio. And now I mostly identify as a dad and a husband. That's who I am. But my kids are getting older. Like, they're 11. My son will be 12 next month. My daughter will be 14. Holy shit. But it makes you I can see change a coming, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, who do I define myself as after that? You got this wonderful, bright future ahead of you where you're going to be, you know, a married woman, a newlywed married woman. And that's like this whole new purpose.
It's a new era.
Yeah, it's a new era.
I'm in my wife era.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's weird to hear you say that, dude.
I know.
What? I'm in my wife era.
I know. I looked at him last night and I was like, I'm going to be your wife. And he was like, yeah.
You know what's nice?
You're going to be my husband. Like, weird.
Dude, but when you just said it just now, you lit up when you said it. That's good. I mean, at least you feel good about it. Look at you.
I do.
Beaming.
Yeah, I know. He's awesome.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
I'm very, very happy for you.
Yeah, but that's not, thank you, but that's not the only, like, it's definitely a thing, but we're also, you know, sort of, we say that all the time, are we like dinks? We're technically dinks. Like, I mean, I have a kid, but she's, you know, grown. I had her so young.
Yeah.
So we're like double income, no kids kind of couple. Like, mm-hmm. we have a dog that is, well, really, I've birthed him, so he's our other child. But, you know, it's Gross. True. My whole life revolves around that dog. You have no idea. But yeah, like, we both are like, what are we doing? You know, what's our next move? You know, for me, I love what I do. You know, he's having some thoughts about some, you know, career stuff. And it's like, you know, we do have everything in front of us, but also, like, you know, we're not 20 anymore.
Yeah.
So you got to think a little differently now and make different moves at a maybe slower pace.
It's true. I'm open to thinking about this stuff.
I would like to see you back. I would like all of this to say, I would like to see you back on regular FM, but not that CBC is not regular FM, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't trust that you'll make the move. So I don't want to get excited about it.
Nah. I mean, if you move to Hamilton, you know, and a job becomes available, I would totally strongly consider.
Yeah. And then you break up with me again and I'd be like, fuck, I need Hamilton. These fucking smokestacks and shit.
I need a lot of smokestacks. Yeah. A lot. That's part of Hamilton that's disenchanting.
Yeah.
The smell of molten iron in the morning sometimes.
Woo! Yeah.
It can be tough. It can be tough to get over. But there's a lot of a lot of areas that have some factory around it where it smells funny.
Yeah.
Smells funny in Hamilton. Oof.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see where things take us.
Yeah.
You never know.
One last thing from me.
Okay.
You remember a year ago, Susie and I made the snap decision to get a dog.
Yes.
Yes. And then that dog didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to bring that dog to a dog behavioral specialist and give to them so they could train the dog properly and then give the dog to a property owner who was able to take care of it properly because it was a herding dog. Yeah. So there was that. And it broke my kids' hearts, but it was best for the dog and it ended up being best for our family.
Right.
So I live with a lot of guilt when it comes to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, went out and bought. Now, this wasn't my idea. It was Susie's idea. I'm putting this on my wife. She went out and ordered us a trampoline.
What?
A trampoline.
Are you serious right now? Like, show me that goddamn puppy. I was getting so excited.
No. It was a trampoline. So we got this trampoline and we do not, we live in the city. It's not a big backyard.
Right.
And I was like, they're going to get bored with it. It's a novelty out the box.
Yes.
And then, I hate how they look
in backyards. Yeah.
Dude, this thing took up our whole backyard, the entire thing. And I was like immediately disenchanted. There's that word again, disenchanted with the backyard. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. This backyard sucks now. It's all trampoline. Yeah. You know, we had these visions of like putting a deck in eventually and making garden and doing all kinds of stuff. And now this thing is just full of trampoline and it's got a net. So that's like not only wide, taking up all the grass, it's also
all your neighbors can see it over the fence.
Everybody. It's an eyesore. And we just spent $3,000 over the last 2 years. There was a big tree in the backyard that was leaning into a neighbor's house. And so we got rid of that tree. That was over $1,000 to get rid of that tree. And it was all that tree had shaded the ground. So it was all muddy on the ground. So then we got grass in there. That was another several hundred dollars. And then for whatever reason, there was this like concrete curbing around the backyard. And it was taking up like 2 feet of yard perimeter of yard around. So we got that demolished, damn near $3,000 to retrieve all this space in the backyard, then to fill it up with a trampoline. What?
Yeah.
But the kids got on the trampoline.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Oh,
loved it. Jumping around. My daughter's friend is a gymnast. And so gymnast friends over and she learned how to do a backflip. And this thing was only up for 48 hours. And so we had to make the very tough decision to pack that trampoline up and send it back.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Plot twist. I did not expect that.
Yeah. So
no freaking way.
We spent all day Saturday building it.
Oh my God.
The kids went to school and Monday afternoon, I tore that thing down.
Did they come home and it was just like gone?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's not gone. FedEx has got to still come pick it up, but it was all back in the box.
Oh, no.
It's heavy. And it was like, you know, we wanted it to be safe. So we got like a big heavy duty one. And
Yeah. So their reaction?
So I'm the most unpopular dad in the whole world.
Yeah. I could see that.
It's the dog situation all over again, where it's like parenting fail. Too big, these kids will be in therapy over these things type of fails. One, get them a dog, their heart gets attached to it, and then now we got to get rid of this dog. And now trampoline, they invite their friends over, they went to school, they told all their friends.
I packed it up and sent it out.
It's tough, man. But it was taking up the whole backyard.
So what did you tell them? What was your thing? Like, what was the parenting thing you did? What did you say?
I said, look, it was really, really big. And I said, I did not make the decision lightly. I really thought about it hard. And I'm like, the size of this thing took up the whole backyard. And that's all there was to do in the backyard now was trampoline. And it's such a big, heavy duty thing. It's not like we're taking it down in winter. It's always there. Our backyard is now a trampoline, the whole thing. And I said, remember we talked about getting a deck? That's gone. We can't do that anymore because the space is now all trampoline.
Our barbecues are going to have to be in the middle of the trampoline?
It shoved up against the side. Like I'm like leaned over to, I got to like bend over the corner of the trampoline to get the barbecue open.
Yeah.
It just wasn't reasonable. And I tried to explain that and oddly enough, my daughter was pretty cool with it, but my boy was like, but I've invited people over. My birthday's coming up. I was going to have a birthday party on the trampoline. And I'm like, you got to tell them you lied because we don't have a trampoline anymore.
Oh man, that's rough.
It was
so
rough.
Can you not get him a small one? Like just a little one for him? I guess they're not as safe, right? Like those little individual ones. Yeah,
they're not as safe.
They're not, and they're not as nearly fun. As safe.
And they're not as fun. We could pile seven kids into a little individual trampoline. Yeah.
They're trampoline parks. You're gonna have to take them to the trampoline park.
Yeah, which is gonna be a thing. But man, heads up, if you are thinking of getting yourself or your kids, your family a trampoline, it's a commitment. It's like a dog-sized commitment.
Yeah.
Because they are not small. All your neighbors gotta look at it now. You got to look at it.
I can't stand them
all the time. Yeah,
I have friends who've had them in their backyards for kids, and I'm just like, God, it's such an eyesore, and it's just massive. Or like when we go up to the cottage, you see them everywhere there, and I'm like, oh, they look. Sorry, I mean, I know people like them, but
people love their trampolines.
Terrible.
Yeah, and if you got like a huge yard, it's cool, but
in the corner somewhere,
yeah, but this thing was everywhere. I mean, here, I'll show you a quick picture through the camera here, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's no, that's whole, your entire
the whole backyard.
Yeah. No, that's a no for me.
It's the whole backyard.
I would have been like, immediately return it. Immediately.
It was. As soon as it went up, I'm like, I hate this. I hate this thing. And God love her, my daughter was like, thank you for the trampoline. And I'm like, I hate it.
I hate
this thing. I was so like, I couldn't change my face to make it seem like, oh, this is great. It was like, no, this is the worst. It's the worst.
Oh my gosh.
So they knew. Anyway, if anybody wants to weigh in, you can. We don't have a comment section anymore, but do go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a comment
there. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yes. That's all I got, Martin.
All right. Me too, man. It was nice catching up.
Yeah. We'll do this again real soon, like?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We'll try.
Well, we've been pretty consistent. Once every 6 weeks, it seems like.
Really? Since when?
6 weeks ago?
Exactly. Okay, so we'll chat in 6 weeks?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at broadcastdialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.